OxyContin and other prescription narcotics are selling for a dollar a milligram on the street, $80 for a single pill. Wausau Detective Matt Barnes says the high cost has led local addicts to desperate measures.
In the last year, we've had numerous robberies, a crime that we never saw much of in Wausau, and they're directly resulted to narcotic abuse.
Barnes says the prescription narcotics act just like heroin and morphine.
If I have an OxyContin addiction and I can't get OxyContin, I could use Vicodin or heroin or morphine to relieve my withdrawal symptoms.
And addicts facing the high cost of OxyContin and Vicodin are increasingly turning to heroin to ease withdrawal because it's cheaper. Dave Forsyth is a special agent in charge with the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
What they're seeing a lot down in the Milwaukee area is late teens, early 20s that are starting on OxyContin. It gets to be too much money, and what they're doing is switching over and getting heroin.
And Forsyth says the substitution of street heroin for prescription narcotics is proving fatal.
It's not made in a laboratory, obviously, so 20% purity level. Later they get 65, 70% purity level. They're shooting up, and they've had several overdoses.
Heroin is already a major problem in big cities like Milwaukee. Now agents worry that it's just a matter of time before it spreads to Wisconsin's small towns and villages as addicts look for cheap alternatives to OxyContin. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.